The whole environment, of course, has changed dramatically, and every time you go, it feels different. So, from a business point of view, we just feel that a huge market, a market of around 60 million people, is now beginning to open up and beginning to be a possibility for Western clients of ours and for companies like ours.
You said it feels different every time you go there. I mean, what sort of reception do you get as a Western businessman going to Rangoon, for example? I mean, are you given a warm welcome these days?
Yeah, very much so. And I went there for the first time about 12 years ago on a visit, and then people were, visibly frightened to talk to you and would avoid you. Now people are very welcoming. They're very curious to know what you're doing. There's a lot of kind of smiles, and people feel very, very friendly and very, very, open to talk.
And is there a real sense of people working in your field there that they want to make things happen? I mean, do you feel that sort of energy?
Very definitely so. I mean, the company that we've bought a share in are people that I've known for 10 to 12 years and have always felt incredibly frustrated by the fact that they were cut off from the world and they had to operate on such a small canvas. And now they're wildly enthusiastic about the thought that, they can become part of an international business community again.
This all has happened very, very quickly. Do those people that you speak to, do they feel that the changes that we've seen are going to last and that they're genuine changes?
Nobody knows, and that's the intriguing thing, because the atmosphere at the moment is very positive. All the signs seem to be in the right direction. But of course, there is no guarantee at all that it will continue to progress in that direction. And people, I think, are very wary and curious to see how things will continue to develop.
And how do you manage that as a business? You just have to accept the fact that there are risks, and if you want to get in early, you have to take those risks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know there are risks and we know that there is no certainty in how this will develop, but we were very keen to be one of the first people in, as we were in Vietnam back in 1984. So, there is just the opportunity there and we will play it cautiously but with enthusiasm.
How does it work in practice? I mean, is there, for example, the legal framework in place to do business, to safeguard your investment, to make sure that contracts hold?
Well, the legal structure is very complicated and very antiquated, and one of the biggest tasks, I think, if Burma is serious about modernizing, will be to modernize its code of practice for business and many other sections of the law. We tend to be dealing mostly with international clients of ours who are also entering the market, and therefore we have a reasonable safeguard against risk because we're dealing with companies that we deal with all over the world.
And in terms of corruption, which lots of people have obviously been talking about, I mean, is that a problem that you encounter?
Corruption is a problem in almost every country in Asia and in Southeast Asia, and I certainly haven't found it to be any more of an issue in Burma than it is in many other countries in the region.
But equally, not less of a problem either.
Well, no, but we are very, very strict in our rules on corruption and the way in which we avoid it. And so far, it doesn't seem to have been an issue for us.
Are you of the view that opening up to the rest of the world for business, for trade, will help underpin the sort of reforms that we've seen so far? I mean, do you think that it's good for change in Burma that it's opening up?
I 100% believe that it's good for change in Burma that it's opening up. It brings investment into the country, it brings employment, it brings new services, new things for people which they haven't been able to experience before, or if they had, could only experience at high prices on the black market. So it really kind of takes it into a modern age, which I think will benefit the vast majority of Burmese people.
Could it be the next Asian tiger?
In a while, if you look back in history, Burma was the Asian tiger directly after the Second World War. It was the most prosperous nation in Southeast Asia. It's going to take an awfully long time to build back up. I worked in Eastern Europe after the Berlin Wall fell. Everybody thought it would take 5 years. It now looks more like 50, and I think people shouldn't be too optimistic about how quickly it will change.